This coming Friday, a new era for Ely Stadium. They will formally dedicate the new stadium. And we have with us from Elyria City Schools, Amy Higgins. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So what time do people have to get there Friday to take part in all of the activities?
Well, if they're coming for everything, then they want to start at the tailgate party at 3:30 in the afternoon. It goes till 6 o'clock at Elyria High School, and that's a pregame cookout of sorts with hamburgers and macaroni and cheese, potato salad, chips, all those goodies. You get a quick bite to eat before the game. We have shuttles running from Elyria High School to the stadium. We also have the Lorain County Trolley running that evening. So you can take a nice little ride down to the stadium. At the tailgate party at 4:30, the band is going to do a special pregame performance at Elyria High. And then they will march at 5 o'clock down Middle Avenue to the stadium. Senior night is at Ely Stadium that same evening, and those festivities kick off at 5:30. That is a special night to honor our senior football players, cheerleaders, and band members. And there's a really nice recognition program planned at the stadium from about 5:30 or 5:45 until about 6:15. And then if fans are just coming down for the game and the dedication ceremony, we recommend that fans be in their seats by 6:15 because our special dedication ceremony begins at 6:30.
Amy, I see that you have a special fly-in ceremony as well. Tell us a little bit about Dana Bowman.
Oh, gosh. Dana Bowman's story is amazing. Dana is actually a local guy. He's from North Ridgeville. And Dana, he spent his career in the U.S. Army in the Special Forces Division. And at some point in his career, he joined up with the U.S. Army Elite Parachute Team, which are the Golden Knights. While with the Golden Knights and on a routine training event, he and his partner collided midair, and his partner died, unfortunately, and Dana lost both his legs in the collision. At that point, Dana, he was in recovery, of course, a very long recovery, and was absolutely determined that his career with the Army was not going to end, and that he wanted to keep jumping. So after only 9 months of recovery, Dana got back with the Golden Knights, and he jumped again. And he is the only double amputee diver in the world, and he dives all over the nation to this day. He retired from the Army and went on to found a charitable organization that helps wounded veterans reassimilate to society after they've been injured. He's an incredible person, and he is going to be jumping into the stadium, flying in a 2,000-square-foot American flag. His assistant and partner in the jump is Doug Doss. Doug Doss is an Elyria High School graduate. He's also a former Marine, and he is a board member on Dana's foundation. So they go throughout the nation raising money for wounded warriors.
An amazing story. Beyond Dana, you have another very special guest. It's not every day you can welcome an Olympic gold medalist.
Boy, we are so excited about that. Yes, Tiana Madison Bartoletta is headed back home, and she's thrilled to be part of the ceremonies. She is actually going to be joining us at the tailgate party, just kind of casually hanging out. She's going to be at Elyria High School on Friday during the day, chatting with students and meeting students and talking to the senior student athletes. That night, she's going to join us at the tailgate party, and then she is going to be part of our special ceremony for the dedication. So, yes, it was really a special evening, and we're just so excited about it, and we hope everybody turns out. Tickets are only $6. You can get those online or through the athletic department, and it should be a very memorable, memorable evening.
And beyond the tailgate party where people can take the shuttle or the trolley to the stadium, will you be running those for other fans as well?
Oh, yes. Anybody can come down and take the trolley or the shuttle. They start at 4:30. The gates open at 4:30. The festivities for senior night start at 5:30. So there'll be plenty of time, and the shuttles run all the way through the game. So once you're there, you don't have to worry that you're kind of stuck there till the end. They run continuously till everybody's returned to their cars.
Amy Higgins joining us this morning from Elyria Schools. Again, the Ely Stadium dedication coming up this Friday as Elyria takes on Strongsville. Is there going to be enough space for the Strongsville fans, or is it all going to be Elyria?
Well, I hope we fill the place.
A lot of red and green, for sure, at the stadium. Well, Amy, we appreciate your time this morning, and looks like it's going to be a fun Friday at Ely Stadium.
Yes, it will. We hope to see everybody there, and if you have any questions, just give us a call at the communications office at Elyria Schools, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, Amy. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.